girls at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Chain banging mic, poop with the wordplay. I teed up at my birthday. Fuck with the thug on a Thursday. Nigga, we gangin', whole lot of entertainment. Fighters on ice like I dope in the paper. Love all around and on top of it. Fuck with the show, cause you know it's the truth. I be with Ching Bing and I fuck with my boots. I hop in the coupe, so poppin', I'm droppin' the roof. You gotta relax, you can hop in it too. I'm smokin' the glue, but listen, how can you suspend my shoes? Y'all 2 minutes, is hip-hop news. Thug on Thursday, gonna run up the views. Trap, trap, I'm a trap. I gotta boost up the stacks. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I be selling drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Chain bringing mic, poop with the wordplay. I teed up like my birthday. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. Thugged Out Thursday.
Thugged Out Thursday.
This is Thugged Out Thursday. This is your motherfucking boy, Chain Bang. It's your boy, Lil Grand Blue. And we got two special guests here tonight. You know what I'm saying? We got Miami Tip in the building, right?
Yes, you got it right.
And then, check this out, we got Bobby Nice in the building.
Bobby Nice. Bobby Nice. This your second time.
L-I-T-E-S.
Sorry, but you got it right. Listen, listen, this is how it's going down on the hip hop. Thugged Out Thursday, you gotta relax. So we here on Thugged Out Thursday, but listen, man, I didn't see this one coming. We different over here, no disrespect. She sister pulls up with the joint on. Let me tell you something, that's so gangster. What's your wave, man? Like, so what you did with grimy? She came through with the grimy. You did your homework on Thugged
Out. I did.
Yeah. All right, I want to ask you a question on how it is working on the hip hop, like. Well, Miami, because this is the first ever,
This is the realest city, right? Just say it. The most popular city. Yeah. Okay, we got real situations, real drama. I'm not part of nothing that's fake. Everything you see that I do is real life. It's how I am. Nothing's scripted. Everybody has a storyline because you have to have a goal, but shit's real.
Where did you get your name, Tip Drill?
Tip Drill. I was an exotic dancer, a stripper, whatever. My name was Red Passion or some shit, and then like growing up, the Tip Drill video came out. They was like, "Yo, you dance fast and you hype like the girls in the Tip Drill video. You should call yourself Tip Drill." I'm like, "Y'all see the meaning? Like, you must be ass and in your face, whatever. I don't give a fuck." I named myself. I said Tip Drill, and it just stuck because of the way that I dance and everything just stuck.
Damn, that's dope.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just, this is Thugged Out Thursday. Miami invaded the building. We got Tip Drill in the building. We got Bobby.
Lights.
In the building. I'm trying to get that light.
We gonna need you to get this mode. Okay. Shit, right. All these lights in here. All these lights in here.
You take the mask off right now.
All these lights in here.
To be honest with you, like, I started rapping because I felt like I could rap. So then that was the first thing.
And then, you know, I grew up listening to Missy Elliott. I grew up listening to Jay-Z. I grew up listening to, you know, Kanye. Like, a lot of different rappers. But the most important thing for me was, like, I want to create a different lane in hip-hop. Like, I just want to be able to, like, not have to conform to society and not have to really conform to what people think a hip-hop rapper should look or sound like.
So I know it's harder for you in the game, you know, being, you know, openly gay in the rap.
Yeah, hell yeah, definitely. Way, way harder. But you know, it is what it is.
So what's your biggest wave right now? Is it down in the South?
You know what I mean? Honestly, just surprisingly, NYC. Like, NYC, Miami, there's a lot of fans. Like, when you check my insights on Instagram, like, the majority of the fans are from NYC and Miami.
Wow.
And I've been everywhere I go, like, I get so much love from the people, so I know it's real. Even today, I did this thing called Build Series, and there was fans that showed up there, you know, like, they had a sign, and everything. Like, it was pretty dope. And I just, you know, we just aired, you know, so it's pretty dope.
I hear you rapping. I heard a little snippet, you know, on the show, you shooting
the
video and all that.
Tick out bars.
What, you know, what made you start rapping and leave the dancing alone? Is it other women like Cardi B doing the same thing? Yeah. Is it other women like Cardi B doing the same thing that's influencing you to say to make a change into rap?
No, I've been doing this before Cardi B. I didn't just start doing this because of Love & Hip Hop. Like, I've been doing this for like 6-7 years, taking it like actual serious business wise, trying to get paid off of it. 5-6 years, I've been grinding, been going to city, state to state, getting my music played, performing, doing shows, doing shit for free. I've been doing it, not just Love & Hip Hop. But what made me get into it is that, you know, dancing, I'm like the rawest bitch in the strip club. Anybody, any new bitch, whatever, point them out, I'm saying it live. I made that shit happen. I changed the whole game, made everybody set their motherfucking game up. Any new Instagram, I don't care how many followers they have, how raw it is. You know what I'm saying? They come from my influence. I was a raw bitch, did the pole, you know, I'm really good on the pole or whatever. I had an accident where I fell from the top of the pole at King of Diamonds. The pole was like 35 feet. I almost died. I was like 5 minutes from dying. Had a whole lot of shit going on. But when I, you know, after the accident, I was like, damn, I don't have no plan B. I never thought about what would have happened if I died. You know what I'm saying? My family, I went from making $10,000 a night to throwing $10,000 the next day, or, you know, spending on bags and cars that I didn't have shit. So I was always, you know, writing and doing poems and stuff. So I was like, I need to tell my story through my words, through music. I do for the majority of the time, and it's a lot of verses that I wrote, but I mean, every artist has influence where it's like all of us in the studio, we get drunk, we get high, we feel the beat, and it's going in and out, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
No, we've been in the game for 20 years. Mm-hmm. You know, I appreciate that you came up here, and you had the brain, and you had the
skin. Y'all told me to be thugged out again.
Yeah, but you know, when we mean thugged out, we don't mean thugged out like being thugged out. We just gentlemen, you know what I'm saying?
No, I feel you, but I like to dress for the occasion.
You know, with all due respect, we're about that life, but we're just grown. We're in a sexy way. Like, how you see how you took it off, and you know what I'm saying? It's Tip Drill. Thank you for coming to tell.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man. So, you might go, man. You got a couple more questions for the sister.
So when you drop the video?
I have a video out. Right now, I have a single with Fetty Wap.
Right.
It's called Low Key. It's like a little love song, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. And that video is out. It's everywhere. Apple, iTunes, Tidal, Spotify, it's everywhere. They just featured a video where I had Gunplay's girlfriend be the leading lady in the video. And that's called What You Say Now. That's available everywhere. That video is out. So.
Okay. Bobby Knight, what you working on, Bobby Knight?
Right now, I got a hit single. It's called I Need Your Love. It's out right now.
Hold on.
I have a hit single.
It is.
I do have a song called Make Some Money. It's available everywhere, like on Tidal, Apple, Google, Amazon. But the song I Need Your Love, recently I made it available for free on SoundCloud. And, you know, I got an EP dropping called Slay the Throne this summer. And I got another single coming next month called Way Up. So it's just music. I'm just giving people music. You know, I want people to be like, I want people to think it's a gimmick.
We don't, but you know, timing is everything. You know, like, we've been friends for years and we don't have a record, but we've been in the studio a million times together. It's just, I feel like timing is everything. When that beat comes, we gonna know, like, damn, Bobby needs to jump on his
own. So Bobby was just around and y'all met up in the city or y'all was traveling?
Who, me and him?
Yeah.
I don't know. We've been friends for years. Just both being.
Y'all in New York, we're
like really famous in Miami, you know what I'm saying? We're really popular, so we've always crossed paths. We're like big social media in Miami, so.
That's what's up, man.
Now
let's go. Wow.
Well, how long have you been rapping? You rap?
I'm not a rapper. I have a friend that's a rapper. No, Gabe is a rapper. I'm not a rapper. I'm far from a rapper. But I really appreciate you pulling up to Thunder on Thursdays and just, you know, just giving us a shout. Like, I'm down.
Thank you for having me.
You and Bobby Lights are willing to come through. We was like, yeah, because, you know, our platform is for up-and-coming artists that need some visuals, you know, some love or some, maybe, you know, some type of food for thought. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Some inspiration. You know what I'm saying? A little hands-on feel. You know what I mean? Great vibes. That's what we're about. We're not about like, you know, too much negativity, but you know, like when you hit Thugged Out Thursday, niggas is like, they thugged out on it.
Yeah, but we ain't promoting violence.
We very professional.
Like Chinny Big always say, we hope that you know, we get a couple bars from y'all, like you say.
I say fuck a beat and we keep it street here, right? We don't need
to. We ain't gonna get into it yet. We just
hope that we get some bars from y'all, you know. Listen, Tim Dredd got bars, and Bobby Knight, he got bars too. Listen, he just said he got a number one single out. Listen, that's dope. I ain't gonna fucking pull up in here, you know what I'm saying?
No. That's what you're talking about. Hey,
that's too much for my
mouth. On three, you gotta relax. 1, 2, 3.
You gotta relax.
Thugged Out Thursday.
How is it working on Love and Hip Hop Miami?
Is the checks good?
Of course we will be doing it. Like,
I'm just saying, because your life is like your whole personal, you know.
See, that's the main
thing. I mean, if you don't pick your nose on TV, they can't show you picking your nose. Point blank, period.
So, do they do like surprising things like?
Yeah, they do.
Sometimes. Because Chinny Big's trying to get on Love and Hip Hop too. He gonna be on Love and Hip Hop.
Let me tell you something, man. Just for the record, this is Thugged Out Thursdays. You know what I'm saying? And I love hip hop. I've been watching Love and Hip Hop for years. I've seen it evolve and go from New York to Atlanta to Cali and then Miami. And like, Moonshot opened the door for a lot of young people, such as yourself and the young man right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about that. Like, Moonshot giving out, you know, use opportunities so you can make some money. Like, you know, Cardi was also very successful in the show. So, like, Love and Hip Hop is a great asset for the industry and, like, for entertainment. And, you know, like you said, you're very popular in Miami. And guess what? You're popular in New York City, goddamn. Make some motherfucking noise with that.
Yeah. I'm from New York.
Yeah.
I'm from Miami.
Okay.
You know.
So how long you been living in Miami?
Forever. Like, I don't even know how to get around
here. Forever, Miami is over. Swear. You're not from New York.
I'm born here. My parents are diehard. I got a diehard. You know how Puerto Ricans is like. My mom's like a diehard New York. Like, she hates the fact that I don't represent New York. Like,
what's your ethnicity?
I'm Puerto Rican and black.
Puerto Rican and black. Okay.
So my parents are like all the way New York. So it's in me. Like the way I moved, the reason I was able to take over Miami the way I did, it comes from a New York state.
I'm excited to hear what you got to offer for your music. So what's your next project? And who producing your project?
Any features?
And your features on
this for both of you. I don't get a chance to answer. You know,
well,
an album or, you know,
I got a mixtape coming out.
Yeah.
I got I got Fetty Wap. Mm-hmm. I got Tory Lanez. Mm-hmm. I got XXXTentacion. I got Ball Breezy.
Mm-hmm.
I got Brittany Taylor Brie from Love Hip Hop New York.
Yeah.
I got Ace Hood.
That's good.
I got a lot of features.
What's that? A mixtape?
Mixtape.
Well, it sounds like an album.
She said it's a mixtape. It's just whatever she feels.
She put that out, but she feels that's not for the album.
So that it just makes me set my game up.
I mean, how many records you got put away for your album, the actual album?
That album, I got a lot of records. How many I'm gonna put on the album? I don't know.
I need you on Thursday album too, man. You got the
problem. I got you.
So, Tip, I heard that you got a book. You wrote a book. What's the name of your book? Could you let the fans know the name of your book?
The name of my book is called The Bottom Line, and the book is about the strip club scene. But what it talks about is the different type of women that dance. Like, you'll have a rich ass girl that has everything, but she gets caught up in the strip club. You'll have a bitch that, like, is smart as hell, bad as hell, but she ends up with a pimp. You have a bitch that never did drugs before that ends up becoming a fucking drug addict because she started dancing. So the book, it basically talks about the different types of strippers and why they got into dancing, because there's so many people, like, they judge strippers and be like, oh, she's a stripper, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that. But a lot of people don't know that a lot of us come from different, you know what I'm saying, different aspects of life, and that's why we fell into it. But some of us make careers out of it and, you know what I'm saying, get successful, go to the next level, and some of us get lost in the sauce. So
why do you fell in these categories?
Because I'm smart. I'm smart, and I got real-ass parents. I got a real-ass mom. Like, my mom don't play none of that shit. And it's like, I got to go. I'm not weak-minded.
That's
I'm a real nigga. That's why I'm on TV taking niggas' bitches and shit. You know?
Bobby Light, I heard you partnered up with a free cut.
I'm repping the Flea Market USA. I have a little endorsement sponsorship deal with them. So it's like, it's going to be major because I'm opening up like a beauty bar. And the purpose of it is just to bring traffic there, to like make it seem like a more like safe spot that people can feel like they can go shop. Because if you're from Miami,
you'd be like, I ain't going to.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not going to Miami. That's really dangerous. But they're doing like a whole turnaround because of what it's like. It's under new management now. I'm like one of the faces of it now, and I go there all the time. I'm trying to let people know, like, the Flea Market is dope. So it's like, when you come to Miami, y'all gotta definitely check out.
It's like Jamaica Ave. That's what the 79th.
Yeah, you're gonna find it.
And it all came because this nigga said a line in a rap about it.
Wow. Yeah, I said something about it, like, on another poem from the inbox. So they reached out to me. They're like, we actually like to partner up with you. So
that's dope.
They came and check.
That was big.
That thing happened or whatever like that.
So I know that, you know, being on Love & Hip Hop has opened up a lot of doors for you guys. Any more other adventures that you guys would like to talk about, you know, that you have going on right now?
Okay, well, first I have my book, and then I have a podcast called Tipsy Tuesdays that I do every Tuesday from 8 to 10.
You have all cast members on so far?
Yeah, and like right now, as long as the show is on, I have a different cast member. But the show's not based around, this is the thing, it's not based around Love and Hip Hop. We don't, you know what I'm saying? But I just have them come through because Love and Hip Hop is what's my, no, take that back. Love and Hip Hop Miami is what's popping now. So I have Love and Hip Hop Miami cast members.
So you're a Love and Hip Hop castmate, and what is it like working with these castmates and actually interviewing them? Because, you know, you work with them, so.
Well, you know what? I haven't interviewed anyone I don't like yet, but I plan on this week. And so I think that's really going to be so everybody so far. I interviewed these motherfuckers I could call and be like, come up here, I need you, let's do this. Okay. I haven't interviewed anyone that I have controversy with yet, but I plan on.
And where did you hear your podcast at?
StrongarmFM.com. But I always have a link in the Tipsy Tuesday bio on Instagram.
Make sure you look that up, Tipsy Tuesday. On the bio. You gotta relax. One, three. You gotta relax. 1, 2, 3.
You gotta relax.
This shit is crazy. This is Thugged Out 30 Days. We
here. Like any other you know, books, adventures you got going on, or anything you trying to do, you know.
The music.
Oh, the music. So where you see yourself a year from now in music? Right. Where you trying to take yourself?
Double platinum, triple platinum.
Facts.
I don't know how to check it since the bottom of the numbers coming up, cause especially in YouTube, the song, the streaming. But once I drop this single way up, it's over. Way up. Remember that way up.
And I love I Need Your Love. That's what I'm about right now. And I love that record. It's so big and it's so major. They can find it.
I'm like, just type it, Google it. Yeah. But I know what I promise you, like the music, because the reason why I say the music is because all it takes is $1.29 from a million people.
Yeah.
And you have $1 million. And who don't got a dollar?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you gotta reach out to the people, get them to like your stuff, and just sell. And that's what I'm trying to do, just sell my music so that way I can take my craft to the next level, because it takes money to be able to fund what you really want to do, you know what I'm saying? I am taking like the independent route low key right now. But like
you're everything yourself.
Yeah, but I got a lot of distribution deals right now.
Scott gave you opportunity too, she put you on love hip hop.
On the sky, yeah, shout out to
Sky.
Definitely. She's always
doing it. Do you think your followers went up since you've been on Love and Hip Hop?
For sure. Like I get like a million impressions now. It's crazy. And then I get at least 5,000 followers every time the show airs. So. I have one of the lowest amount of followers like on the show. And I'm like,
no, I do.
Well, no, because you're that don't count.
No, it does count. It does count. And nigga is struggling right now. No, I'm kidding. No, shit got hacked, but I do have the lowest.
Shit got hacked.
You had the lowest. No, actually no. Because the
Instagram is getting hacked. This shit is crazy. I don't understand. This is Thugged Out Thursdays. Man, we love it. Miami's in the building. Love the hip hop. Miami's in the building. The vibes in Miami must be impeccable. Can't wait to come down and get on the podcast with Mike Wolf.
You need to.
Thugged Out Thursdays.
After that, we just came from Miami. We actually, before the New Year's, we went out to
I was there 25.
Yeah, you was there. I was there. I was telling her.
It was lit.
That shit was lit. Fuck that.
There's nothing like Miami.
That shit was.
Everybody was
there. Everything. Right? Of course, you know. We were chilling with Al Sharpton.
Yeah, he was.
We were chilling. I seen him. We were chilling with DJ Khaled. We was chilling with all the fucking rich
guys. Y'all chilling with everybody in the world except me. I wasn't there. I was home trying to change my life for 2018.
That shit was a hell of an experience, you know. Had a ball in Miami. I love the weather. It was so amazing.
The whole ambiance of Miami.
That's my second.
I'm just glad I wasn't raised in New York. Like, I'm glad my mom left.
No,
yeah, I'm glad my mom left.
She's in Miami, and she don't even know how to move around New York.
I don't.
You got
at all. At all.
You serious?
I'm so serious. I forgot. I don't know. I just remember things, but I forgot. But what I'm saying is, I should be able to be like, yo, we got to go on an L train and go down.
You know,
I
can go to the park,
but no.
I'd rather just stay in my own. Let me tell you something, right? New York too cold anyway.
For real.
We usually ask people to give us some bars. Doesn't have to be a freestyle. It could be a song that's written. Just on the strength, just to spit, if you want to. If not, you don't have to. We don't use a beat and we don't play no one's record because of the clearance and everything. Again, this is a podcast. But
does it have to be
just so you can understand
something that you're
right in front of
the King 5 lines, 6 lines.
That I should be able to be like, yo, son, what's good? I'm from the hood.
Okay. I don't know.
You just
hear
the joint that you did for the video.
But we're adding you to me. We ain't getting no freestyle, y'all, so.
Nah. She got some
podcast.
She got some for us. You dead?
I'm passing it to Bobby.
Bobby Light.
Ain't nobody doing no freestyle. Do y'all have anything else that y'all want to leave out of here, please?
Follow me on Instagram at MiamiTech305 because my last favorite tag, and I need some more followers because it equals money and I don't need some more money.
Bobby Light.
Yo.
Do you have anything to leave the people with before we wrap it up?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter. BOBBYLYTES and YouTube, subscribe. I'm gonna be dropping music videos. I got music videos up now. It's lit. Just stay tuned, just follow me, show me some love, support me, show me some love.
Yo.
Gang gang.
You got more drama for Love and Hip Hop coming soon. Tell them to look out for that.
Stay tuned Monday, right?
What you said?
Every Monday
at 9 p.m. on
VH1. This stuff is going down. And guess what? It's gonna go down this week on Love and Hip Hop.
It's always something going down.
It's always something
going down.
I know you enjoying it.
Somebody getting slapped on Monday.
On any given Monday or just on this Monday?
On this Monday, 9 p.m.
Bobby Lights is up. This is how it's going down. This is Thugged Out Thursdays. We got Miami Tech in the building.
Bobby Lights.
Listen, Mike Hoover, already know. Thugged Out Thursdays. We here.
305.
Thank y'all for coming through. 305 came out here. 305.
Make sure y'all don't take you to the y'all come back to Miami with the Y. With the Y.
Appreciate y'all coming and stopping by Thugged Out Thursdays. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you for having us.
It's dope, man. Keep pushing, man. Love and hip hop.
Much success on y'all careers. You know,
me, I don't want to be on Love and Hip Hop, but I ain't gonna front. We got Thugged Out Thursdays, and we doing good, and we trying to get back to whoever's trying to get on and show love to the next coming.
And we got the compilation.
We got the album. So everybody that comes, everybody that comes to Thugged Out Thursdays, they come, they bless us. Unfortunately, because of the relationship that we got and the movement we got, and they give us a record or they're their first band, that's why we always do a podcast with studio room available, because we have a lot of things going on and we try to create that atmosphere.
It's so working right now.
And that's dope.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? So this is something different. This is Thugged Out Thursday.
This podcast is different.
This is my partner, Mike Bull. We here, and like I said, we just trying to vibe. We just trying to keep the culture alive. We supporting, and whoever's supporting us, we supporting.
Right.
And we just trying to make, you know, be a voice for people that need help.
Dang, that sounds like me. That sounds just like me.
Nah, that's what the movement
is.
That's what Thugged Out Thursday is. So a lot of people, we Thugged Out Thursday. Now, we ain't on it like that. You know what I'm saying? This is Thugged Out, but we very, you know, smart young men.
And
we entrepreneurs, we bosses. You know what I'm saying? We own our masters. We own our shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. Just so you know, we own our shit, and we moving, and we trying to help people that need that extra push and don't got it. And if you a star, and you willing to understand that, you know, we in the building, and we got the platform for you, log on, because this is Thugged Out Thursdays, and we moving forward. And guess what? On three, you got to relax. 1, 2, 3.
You got to relax.
Killed that.
I killed that?
You killed that.
I gotta boost up the stacks. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I be selling drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Ching Bing and Mike Boop with the workplace. I teed up at my birthday. Fuck with the thug on a Thursday, nigga, we gangin', whole lot of entertainment. Fighters on ice, I got dope in the paper. Love all around and on top of it. Fuck with the show, cause you know it's the truth. I be with Ching Bing and I fuck with my boots. Hop in the coupe, so poppin', I'm droppin' the roof. You gotta relax, you can hop in it too. I'm stuck in the glue, but listen, how can you just spend it like shoes? Y'all are 2 minutes, it's hip-hop news. Thug on Thursday, wanna run up the views. Track, I'm a track. I gotta boost up the stacks. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I be selling drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Ching Bing and Mike Boop with the workplace. I teed up like my birthday. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday.